We're very proud to shout aloud the name of our school, John Muffet. And every day we're proud to say the name of our school, John Muffet.
And that was our John Muffet Elementary School's choir, room 217, performing our John Muffet Elementary School song.
Hello and welcome to the first episode of
The Muffet Tattletale.
I'm India.
And I'm Giselle.
Today we have a special guest for our series of local people who work in the STEM fields.
STEM stands for Science, Technology, Engineering, and Mathematics.
Our guest today is Miss Karuna Mehta, who works as a science writer for Jefferson University, found on Henry Avenue in Philadelphia.
Thank you for having me.
What exactly does a science writer do? Can you explain the process?
Sure. So basically, I'm writing about research and science that's going on at Jefferson University. So what scientists and researchers are discovering here, what they're working on. And I take that research and try to translate it into something that the general public can understand. So taking out all of those technical words and things that make it super complicated and try to get the message out so that, you know, everyone in the public can understand it.
How many years did it take to get your degree? Do you have multiple degrees?
So I have a PhD. It took me 7 years to get my PhD, which is kind of long, but it's fairly standard for the field. But I was always interested in science communication, even when I was doing my PhD. So that's how I got into science writing.
In regards of being a science writer, I'm guessing that it's necessary to have some technical skills. Have you ever had a problem with a computer and all your work was gone? Does your training involve using technology?
Yeah, so computer problems are always scary for sure. So in addition to writing, I also do these videos that you guys might know of. And that requires a little bit more of technology. I have to use like movie editing software and audio recording software. So sometimes I do run into technical difficulties there. Fortunately, I've never lost all of my work, but I've definitely, my computer has crashed and I've had to start over. So yeah, technology is a big part of what I do.
What attracted you to the field of science writing?
So when I was doing my PhD, I love science and everything about science, but I think there was always this gap, I guess, between, you know, what I was doing in the lab and what people out in the public, even just in my family, they didn't necessarily always understand what I was doing. So I wanted to be able to translate some of that complicated science into things that people can understand.
Why do you want to help fight cancer or any other diseases?
Well, cancer is a big problem in our society and a lot of other diseases. In grad school, in my PhD, I studied chronic pain, which is also a huge problem for society, and a lot of people suffer from it. So just to be able to help people, you know, so that they don't have to suffer with diseases like this.
What did you major in to get your position as a science writer?
So when I was in college, I majored in biology. And in grad school and graduate school, I did neuroscience, just within a subset of biology. And so that's prepared me for understanding not just neuroscience, but different fields within science and also the medical field.
Do you have a focus on a particular science, and was it science writing that you always wanted to do?
So in college and in my PhD, I did focus on neuroscience, and I love neuroscience. That will probably always be my favorite topic within science, but now that I'm a science writer, I get to write about all sorts of things, and sometimes not even just about, you know, biomedical science. I get to write about engineering or physics or more medical stuff. So it's nice. I get to write about lots of different things, which is fun.
Can you tell us more about neuroscience and what does it mean?
So neuroscience is the science of the brain. So literally everything that we do, you know, talking, walking, singing, dancing, everything relies on what's happening. What was the rest of the question? I apologize.
What does it mean?
Oh, what does it mean? Yeah, so it's the science of the brain and how basically everything that we do, it explains our behavior, it explains our movement, it explains how when things go wrong, how, you know, some people suffer from diseases like autism or neurodegenerative diseases where, you know, our brain kind of degrades over time. So neuroscience covers all of those things.
How do you go about making these amazing videos?
So these amazing videos, the kind of cool thing about it is that it's actually pretty low tech. So I record everything just on my iPhone, and I just set it up on a table like I'm sitting at right now with one of those like iPhone stands. And I just use Sharpies and crayons, and it's not too complicated. And then I edit the videos in just on my computer in something like iMovie. The harder part is trying to put a story together about what, you know, the science that I'm trying to tell. So it takes a bit of, you know, writing a script for the story and putting together those drawings. But it's actually pretty low tech, which is nice. It makes it easier to do.
Okay, well, we're about out of time for this episode. Can you tell our audience where they can go to see some of your videos and read more some of your work?
Sure. So you can go to the Nexus. So it's nexus.jefferson.edu. You can find our videos there. You can also find our videos on our social media channel on Twitter. So it's research at Jeff. Some of our videos are up there, and I'm working on another one currently, and hopefully that will be out soon. But that's where you can go to watch the videos that we've made so far.
Thank you for being our guest today. We appreciate it. Come back anytime.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Bye.
Bye.
That concludes episode 1 in our series on locals who work in STEM fields. Be sure to follow us on social media at John Moffett Elementary.
And visit our site at philasd.org/Moffett to find out when the next episode of Moffett Tattletale hits. Bye!
We always try to do our best for Moffett School, tops all the rest. We're very proud to shout out.